Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that a miser is that person in whose presence my name is mentioned and he does not recite salat and durood upon me, Allahu Akbar. Recite wholeheartedly durood and salam, and not only one salam, but rather millions of salam, as Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Mustafa jaane rahmat pehla ko salam shamae bazme Hidayat pe lakho salam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful silsila of the magnificent teachings of Islam, where we discuss the beautiful teaching of our beautiful Deen of Islam, and as we discussed in the previous episode, the evil of lying, inshallah. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the generosity of our beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Let us begin with this beautiful parable in which the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned in the Mubarak Hadith, where Sayyidina Abdullah Hawzani radiallahu anhi narrated that I met the Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhi. And where they met? He met him in Aleppo, Syria, which is called Halb in Arabic, and asked about the expenses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to which Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhi replied that yes, I was responsible for spending the wealth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I performed this job from the time prophethood of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was announced until his apparent demise, Allahu Akbar. When any Muslim who needed clothing came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would order me and I would borrow money from someone, buy a shawl and give it to that Muslim and feed him as well. Subhanallah. This is the generosity of the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal. And it only comes by the inspiration that they derived from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most generous and kind. And one day, a polytheist, meaning a mushrik, came to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and said, O Bilal, do not borrow money from anyone except me. I have a lot of wealth. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu said that I did as I was asked by the polytheist. And one day I made wudu and stood to make adhan. When I saw the polytheist approaching me as he was accompanied by many traders, he spoke extremely ill of me and said, do you know how many days are left in repayment? I said, the time of repayment has approached. Yes. Then he said, only 4 days are left. If you do not repay the debt within 4 days, I will make you my slave and will make you graze my goats as you used to do. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu said that I became worried after hearing this. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his blessed house after offering salah, Isha salah, and I humbly entered after having sought permission And I said, Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. The polytheist that I borrowed money from has threatened to make me his slave. We both have nothing to repay the debt. He will disgrace me. Please allow me to go to those people who have become Muslim so that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant as much wealth upon His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as is needed to repay the debt. And then Sayyidina Bilal left. The next morning, while Sayyidina Bilal had gone somewhere, a person came running and said, Oh Bilal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has called you. As Sayyidina Bilal reached and saw that there were four camels fully loaded with items, Allahu Akbar, I asked for permission to enter. And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Congratulations, Allah Azza wa Jal has provided the means to repay your debt. He then asked, Did you see your camels? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu replied, Yes. He said, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, The ruler of Fadak has sent these camels with all grains and clothes loaded on them. Go repay your debt with them. I obeyed and did as I was commanded, Sayyidina Bilal says, and then I came to Masjid and made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked, What benefit did you receive from this wealth, Ya Bilal? And I humbly replied that Allah Almighty has assisted me to repay all the debts His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sayyidina Bilal, Is there anything left from the wealth? And Sayyidina Bilal replied, Yes. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded, Spend it. I will not go home until it is distributed. Allahu Akbar. This was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he made intention, firm intention, that he would not go home until all the wealth has been distributed to poor and needy. Sayyidina Bilal says that he called me upon completing Isha Salah and inquired about the remaining wealth. I said, I still have it. I could not find a single needy person, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed at the masjid that night. And the next day he called me again after Isha Salah. I said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Almighty has relieved you, meaning it was all distributed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept his firm intention that he did not leave that night. And the next day after Isha, when he inquired from Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala whether the wealth was distributed, and then Sayyidina Bilal said in affirmation that yes, it has been distributed, and Ya Rasulullah, Allah Almighty has relieved you. Listening to this, he called out Takbir Allahu Akbar and thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. He was stressed that death may arrive while I still possess these items. I then followed him until he entered his blessed home, Sayyidina Bilal, Ghulam Hota Aysa, Allahu Akbar, and the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And this is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood, Volume 3. And Allama Hasan Raza Kha, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he very beautifully mentions the generous quality of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ata hai faqeeron pe unhein pyaar kuch aisa khud bhi ek de aur khud kahe khud bhi ek de aur khud kahe mangta ka bhala ho. This is the generosity of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Let us rejoice and make our hearts fall in love with this beautiful thing that he and his family could eat these days. And this is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari and Hayat al-Sahaba as well. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his generosity Allah. Now, relating the great virtue of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most generous of all people. Big and bold statement made by none other than Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day and night. And he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most generous of all people, and he used to reach the peak in generosity in the month of Ramadan when Sayyidina Jibreel would visit him. Sayyidina Jibreel would arrive every night in Ramadan and they both would recite the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show even greater generosity than the strong wind. Allahu Akbar. This was the state of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially in the month of Ramadan. And therefore, we as Muslims, we show our generosity to Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to our fellow brothers and sisters who are in need, by giving them our sadaqah and our zakat, etc., in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, practicing this Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us to give even more sadaqat and charity and practice this beautiful sunnah of generosity of our Aqa wa Mawla Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. And Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has never ever said la, the word no, to anybody who asked him for anything. Allahu Akbar. And therefore, Ala Hazrat Imam Ishq Muhabbat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has described this generous quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully in his qasida, and he says, Wahu kya judo karam hai sheh batha tera, Wahu kya judo karam hai sheh batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera, dhaar chalte hai ata ke wo hai qatra tera, dhare chalte hai ata ke wo hai qatra tera, tare khilte hai sakha ke wo hai zarra tera, tare khilte hai sakha ke wo hai zarra tera, aghliya palte hai dar se wo hai baada tera, aghliya palte hai dar se wo hai baada tera, hastiya chalte hai sar se wo hai rasta tera, hastiya chalte hai sar se wo hai rasta tera, wah kya judo
دو کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
Once 70,000 dirhams were brought in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he laid those coins, those dirhams on a mat and started distributing them. Allahu Akbar, 70,000 dirhams. Can you imagine the value of 70,000 dirhams? Allahu Akbar. And he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just laid them out on a mat and started distributing them to anyone and everyone, all and sundry. No one returned empty-handed, and he gave them all away. Allahu Akbar. This is the great generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the previous hadith, we learned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never say no to anyone who ever asked them for anything. Allahu Akbar. And then it is mentioned in Shifa Sharif. And then the second narration now, that 70,000 dirhams were brought in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He laid those coins, 70,000 dirhams, on the floor and distributed them all away in charity. Allahu Akbar. This is the generous nature of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. And Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu again, he says,
La anwar dil arsh jisko jo mila humse mila, La anwar dil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی, عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی, ہم بیکاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فضول, ہم بیکاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فضول, اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی, اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی. اللہ اکبر. This is the generous nature of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions the importance of generosity in the verse number 274 of Surah Al-Baqarah in the Holy Quran, and where he has stated, those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, their reward is with their Lord, and there shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. Allahu Akbar. The glad tiding from Allah Azza wa Jal for those who spend their wealth day and night, whether in secrecy or openly. And then again, Allah Azza wa Jal, he has stated in the verse number 261 of the same Surah Al-Baqarah, that the example of those who spend their wealth in Allah's path is similar to that of a grain which has sprouted 7 stalks, and in each stalk there are 100 grains, and Allah Azza wa Jal may increase it still more than this for whomever He wills. Allahu Akbar. And Allah is
most capable and all-knowing. Allahu Akbar. This is the glad tiding again. Our generosity, even a grain that we give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, its reward may multiply numerous times as it is given in the glad tiding in the Holy Quran by our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. This is the quality of generosity of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we as his Ummah are commanded to follow into his footsteps, inshallah, by following his sunnah. So we may be deserving of this reward that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed upon those who spend in his path. And let us listen to this beautiful hadith where it is mentioned in the Battle of Hunain. The act of generosity shown by the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can never be forgotten. When the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam granted many Bedouins 100 camels each, Allahu Akbar. Can we imagine in that time the cost of one camel, Allahu Akbar, even to this day in Arabia, the cost of one camel, Allahu Akbar, it exceeds in thousands and thousands, Allahu Akbar. Now, Sayyidina Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala mentioned in this narration that this was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he granted 100 camels to each and every Bedouin after the battle of Hunain. Let us rejoice in the beautiful couplets of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu and recognize the greatness and the generous quality of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be inspired at the same time where he says, Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? Dene wala hai sachcha hamara nabi. Subhanallah. Hamara nabi sabse ala wala. Hamara nabi sabse bala wala. Hamara nabi. Once Sayyidina Safwan bin Umayya radiallahu anhu, and it was at the time when he had not yet embraced Islam, he asked for goats which were spread over the region of forest between two mountains. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted him all those goats. Allahumma, can we imagine the number of goats that were there? He went to his people after this incident and announced to them, O my people, all of you must embrace Islam. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, the noblest Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wasallam showers such generosity, after which there remains no fear of poverty. Subhanallah, sallu ala habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the generosity of our most noble and kind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. We as his followers, his ummah, it is time for us to take a lesson and learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of being generous to our fellow brothers and to the creation of Allah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Imam Muslim and Imam Nasa'i, they have recorded this incident in the words of Sayyidina Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that I used to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by bringing water of wudu and other utilities such as miswak and musalla, etc. Once he said to me, ask me, and I replied, Ya Rasulullah, I seek your company in paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, is there anything else that you desire? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Rabi'a radiallahu anhu replied, That is all I ask for, that is all I wish for. And then he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, then assist me by your excessive sajdas, by your excessive prostrations. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. This was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he grants Sayyidina Rabi'a ibn Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu the membership of paradise As soon as he asked, there was no shadow of doubt. This is his kingdom. Allahu Akbar. The kingdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted by Allah Azza wa Jal, as Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Khaliqe kul ne aapko Malike kul bana diya, kaan jidhar lagaiye teri hi daastan hai. Subhanallah. And it clearly shows that the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal, and not only our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam helped people during his physical life, but even after he departed from this world. And it is mentioned that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam helps his ummah even after his physical departure from this world, for he is indeed alive. And it is stated in the hadith that inna allaha harrama ala al-ardi an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya, that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has made it forbidden for the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets. The prophets of Allah remain alive, fa nabiyullahi hayyun yurzaq, and they are provided sustenance. And this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Ibn Majah. Now, it is proven by authentic hadith that they even perform Hajj and offer Salah in their grave. Sayyidina Anas Ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, the prophets are alive in their graves and they offer Salah. Subhanallah. As it is also mentioned in the Waqiyah, in the incident of Mi'raj, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam praying in his grave. Allahu Akbar. Now, this is mentioned in Musnad Abi Ya'la. Now, Imam Manawi radiallahu anhu has stated that this is an authentic hadith with reference to Faizul Qadir. And there is no doubt that it was proven in the history that Imam Tabrani, Allama Ibn al-Muqri and Imam Abu Shaykh radiallahu anhu majma'in, they were the great muhaddithin of their time. And they are indeed recognized as being among the giants of Islam in the field of hadith. In fact, the three of them were students in Medina Munawwara at the same time. Allahu Akbar. They were contemporaries. And once they experienced such poverty and hunger that they could not manage any longer, they continued to keep fast upon fast. They were beside themselves in hunger. They were tested with hunger. The three of them then went in front of the Rawda Mubarakah, the tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, we are hungry. Imam Tabrani radiallahu anhu decided to sit next to the Rawda Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and decided that if death had come to him, there would be no better place for the death to arrive. However, Allama Ibn al-Muqri and Allama Abu Shaykh rahimahumullah, they returned to where they were staying at the time. A few moments later, someone knocked on the door. When they opened the door, they saw someone from the Alawi family standing at the front door. A very handsome person arrived with his two servants who were carrying platters of food. He mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had appeared in his dream and informed him about them. He was instructed to bring food for them. He mentioned that the moment he had seen this, whatever he had in his house, he had this prepared quickly and had brought this for them. And this is mentioned in Tazkiratul Huffaz. Subhanallah. This is the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he helps even after his physical demise. Therefore, Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, meri chashme alam se chip jane wale. Allahu Akbar. This is the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even from his Mubarak Qabr. And Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Nafis radiallahu anhu has stated that during my stay in Medina Munawwara, I once experienced extreme hunger. Presenting myself at the blessed tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pleaded, Ya Rasulullah, I am hungry. After I had fallen asleep, someone woke me up and asked to go with him. He took me to his house and served me with dates, butter and bread. He then said, Eat until you are satisfied, because my blessed ancestor Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded me to be hospitable to you. Come to me whenever you feel hungry in future as well. Subhanallah, these were the acts of generosity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only during his lifetime, he was the most generous person to ever walk the earth, Allahu Akbar. Even after his demise, even now, if we are suffering from poverty, this is the time to make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam our wasila and ask Allah azza wa jal through him. And there is nothing that Allah azza wa jal wouldn't grant us if we make him the wasila of our du'as. Inshallah, let us follow his sunnah and be generous and kind to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters and other people of our society, be it our neighbors, our relatives, inshallah. And with this in mind, that I must strive to better myself, to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.